The House Oversight Committee has voted out a resolution to censure IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. The vote was on party lines, with Democrats opposing. Republicans hope it leads to an impeachment proceeding. Pretty strong medicine for the guy who came into the job 2 years after the scandal that caused it all. Steve Ryan, a partner at the law firm McDermott, Will & Emery, thinks the whole effort is misguided. He joins me now. And Steve, as a former prosecutor and someone who has followed federal criminal and impeachment proceedings for many years, you have written at a blog at Roll Call that this just doesn't seem like the right thing to do. Tell us more.
So, Tom, I think there are seldom points where there's no validity to the other position. And here you have a guy, John Koskinen, who we all know. He's 76 years old. He's been the deputy director of OMB. He fixed Y2K. He's been the deputy director or deputy mayor of Washington, D.C., and he pulled Fannie Mae out of destruction. He's a man who took this job to help fix the IRS, and he's totally being held responsible for things that are not his personal acts and for events that he can't control. And I think it's one of the worst things I've ever seen in public policy in this town.
Now, I guess the argument that the committee, that Jason Chaffetz, the chairman of that committee, the Utah Republican, has with him is not the fact of targeting that occurred against certain groups back in, I guess it was 2011 and 2012, but in the fact that emails disappeared and that hard drives got ground up or got erased subsequent to that during the time of the investigation. And so they're blaming the aftermath, I guess, on him more than the act itself.
Well, if that's the standard, then the CEOs of every Fortune 100 company would probably be fired, and the head of every federal department, because spoilation of evidence, which is what happened here, happens in every federal department. You have an agency of almost 100,000, I think it's 93,000 employees. So if somebody is dumb as a bag of hammers and destroys a backup tape or evidence in a matter, candidly, that doesn't rise to the level of impeachment or censure of the head of the agency, unless the head of the agency implicitly was giving the signal to people that they ought to do that. And there's no evidence of that here. This isn't Rosemary Woods getting rid of the gap in the tape at the Watergate issues. It's a situation where, unfortunately, materials were destroyed. But on the other hand, millions of documents were produced in that investigation. So it's not a situation where the head of the agency can possibly be held responsible for that.
Just as an aside, should those that destroyed these hard drives or whatever it was, the evidence they despoiled or disposed of, should they be punished in some way or at least singled out in some way
by
the agency?
I don't know the answer to that, and I think that's a legitimate question. So, for example, if somebody in West Virginia at the headquarters, I guess they demagnetized some backup tapes and things that existed. Sure, go investigate whether they received any instructions from above to do that, or they're just, not the smartest people. They're not in the Mensa Club of document protection. But that just does not rise to the level we're talking about here. And by the way, censure is absolutely unconstitutional in this respect, and the Republican Congress took that position at the time that they were impeaching President Clinton. So, people are getting rather wild in both their allegations and in their legal theories.
And in your column, you write that this is a rare misstep by Chairman Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. How much say does he have over what, say, a committee chairman like Chaffetz would initiate?
Look, if you look at the adults who are running the House of Representatives, you have guys like Ryan, Representative Cole of Oklahoma, Chairman Brady on the Ways and Means Committee, Fred Upton at Energy and Commerce. These are people that all of us respect in a bipartisan way, Democrats and Republicans alike. This act is really wrong. It is a very deeply political act to cynically keep an issue alive that clearly preceded Koskinen being in office. And I think it's a reflection of very poor judgment to treat a treasured public servant this way.
We're speaking with Steve Ryan, a partner at the law firm McDermott, Will & Emery. Do you think that this type of action can affect the functionality of the IRS? Do you think it's a distraction for Koskinen doing his day-to-day job?
I think it has to be terribly distracting. I think, by the way, this guy is one of the few people that could keep his balance in this kind of a storm. But what's the signal here? The signal is that if you are a long-term public servant, you take a job that's a very difficult job, the IRS job, where Congress is, frankly, not given the money that the agency needs to operate. The agency has been reduced significantly in personnel, and he's doing a heck of a job at IRS, which is an absolutely probably the number two agency in the United States government. You got to have a DOD, and you got to have somebody to collect the revenue. I mean, after that, everything else follows. And so he has the queen of agencies of the civilian agencies, and this has got to be terribly distracting in the front office. We're dealing with cybersecurity issues there to protect the taxpayers. We're dealing with the modernization of an agency that has lagged on technology. Witness these demagnetizing these tapes or getting rid of the tapes because they recycle them. You know, these are things that are very important to the welfare of the United States. This censure and impeachment is not.
It seems to be following a trend in Congress because of missteps and scandals, whatever you want to call it, that have dogged places like the National Park Service, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the TSA has its set of scandals going on. And so what you see often is hearings in Congress going deep beyond the leaders of these agencies and going after individual, sometimes career employees. And that's something I haven't seen that much until recent years. Is there a trend here?
I think we have to distinguish between what's a scandal because of poor decision-making and what is an endemic problem of an agency that, you know, for example, the VA, the IRS, these are agencies with long-term problems. The VA problem in terms of servicing our veterans and the structure of the agency and its financing, and the IRS is the same way. You know, they've had technology problems, and this guy is bringing us out of that problem. And I think he should be given a medal and a parade, not impeached and censured. And that's the problem here, is that think about the precedent. Let's say we have a Republican president in the near future, which, well, we'll leave that one alone. But in any case, let's assume that. Would this be a Democratic Congress's way of dealing with the leadership of the agencies of a Republican presidency? This is a precedent, by the way. I'm unaware of any precedent in the 20th century or this century where a leader of a federal agency has been censured. I think the last time something like that happened was in the 1890s. So what are we doing here today, and what is that offense that causes this extraordinary reach for remedies?
I guess the difference here is if they really thought there was malfeasance. I mean, I'm thinking of the case of former Labor Secretary Ray Donovan, where at least he was exonerated eventually, but it was referred to the Justice Department if they really thought there was criminality.
Well, and let me just say, Ray Donovan was indicted, went through a trial, and he came out of the courthouse in a very famous way and said, "Where do I get my reputation back?"
Right.
There's nothing like that in this case. No prosecutor would ever charge Commissioner Koskinen civilly or criminally because he's head of the agency where spoliation of evidence occurred. It just is untenable. And candidly, it's not how we should treat our public officials.
Steve Ryan is a partner at the law firm McDermott, Will & Emery. Thanks for joining me.
Tom, thanks for having me on.